1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Several years ago, I walked into an Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day and went around asking people who Patrick was. One guy thought Patrick was the name of a beer, another thought he was a famous Irish leprechaun, a few were quite sure that he was an Irishman who drove the snakes out of Ireland. So who was Patrick anyway? It's St. Patrick's Day, and if you're tempted to go Irish, you might want to know. Patrick was a 5th century British missionary and bishop. He's known as the Apostle to Ireland. In fact, Patrick was one of the first missionaries to take the gospel beyond the borders of the Roman world. That's often forgotten in our celebrations of the patron saint of Ireland. What do we know about Patrick? We have Patrick's own words in 2 remarkable letters. Along with these, we have biographies, which appeared sometime after his death. The letters by Patrick are the earliest surviving documents written in Ireland. They give us accurate insight into Patrick's mind and his world. This is what sets Patrick apart from leprechauns. Patrick's story is rooted in history. It may surprise you to learn that Patrick was not Irish at all. His birthplace was a village located somewhere on the west coast of Roman Britain. Even though he had a Celtic background, he was born a Roman citizen in the late 4th century. Patrick probably lived from the late 390s to the 460s. Patrick was a rich, privileged boy, you might say a spoiled teenager. He was raised in a Christian home, but was only a nominal Christian. At age 16, his world was radically disrupted. A terrible thing happened. He was abducted, kidnapped by pirates on a raiding party from Ireland. He was taken to Ireland and sold as a slave to a Druid tribal chieftain. There was no Christianity in Ireland at the time. The Irish were pagan, steeped in Druidism. The Druids worshipped many spirits in the guise of stones, trees, storms, the sun, and the stars. They were known to weave criminals and runaway slaves into giant wicker baskets and suspend them over a fire to roast them alive. Slavery and human sacrifice were not uncommon practices. During his 6 years as a slave in Ireland, Patrick put his faith in Christ. He then escaped to France, became a monk, and in the solitude of his monastery, he heard God's call to go and make disciples of all nations. So in 432 AD, at the age of 45, he returned to Ireland as a Christian missionary out of obedience to God's call. He went to evangelize his former tormentors. Patrick faced his most serious opposition from the magic of the Druids, which he believed was very real, and the might of the Irish warlords. Many of them wanted to kill Patrick because he and his Christ threatened their enterprise. Patrick wrote, "Daily I expect murder, fraud, or captivity, but I fear none of these things because of the promise of heaven. I have cast myself into the hands of God Almighty who rules everywhere." And with such a bold faith, he took many risks for the gospel. Patrick spent his remaining life in Ireland preaching, teaching, and baptizing. His method was to work for the conversion of Ireland's tribal kings, then train their sons and daughters. After training his new disciples, he would set up churches or monasteries to act as missionary stations. Before leaving them, Patrick would appoint deacons, priests, and bishops to leave them a compendium of Christian doctrine. Estimates are that he and his team baptized over 120,000 people during his 31-year ministry, and that over 300 churches were planted in his wake. Through his influence, hundreds of Celtic monks left Ireland to take the gospel to England, Scotland, and Europe. Patrick's mission work had a profound effect on the behavior of the Irish people. Through the churches and monasteries he established, he encouraged the education of the Irish people. He also influenced the elimination of Irish slavery and the discontinuation of human sacrifice. It's not just the Irish who should celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but also Christians, especially those who believe in Christ's commission to make wholehearted disciples of all nations.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.